You feel the love from you all. For that I thank you.
Sure. Mary, you bring a great deal with you. You and your colleagues who work with you. We appreciate that too. So little of it in our physical world, real love.
This time, I would like to speak to some of you individually.
Yes, please do. You did tell us you would wish to.
Sometimes it is good to know a little more. I am happy to provide it for you.
Thank you indeed.
Is there anyone who wishes to speak to me personally?
Other than questions. Yes?
Whatever. I will be happy, but I wish to be a little more personal this time.
Sure. I think I'll just go around the circle and ask each individually. Debbie? Nothing? We do remember that everything, of course, is absolutely confidential in this room. Jackie, Sandra?
No.
Andy? What is Paul?
No.
Any questions you want about anything you wish to know about yourself?
Yeah, I would, really.
Right, then please ask.
Yeah. Yeah, my question. I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to be doing at the moment, actually.
In what way, spiritually or materialistically?
Just sort of in the... I don't know if this is the right sort of thing to talk about, but...
You shouldn't be told if it isn't.
Yeah, yeah, just about the direction of my life. And then I'm in a funny situation at the moment.
So basically you would like to know if there is any information which can be given about your future life.
Yeah.
Right. If that's a permissible question.
Yeah, we have a young man who has troubled many parts. Let me say that to you first of all. You, I know, are very confused at this time in your life. But I can say to you, you will move forward away from the difficulties surrounding you at this present time. Your future life is taking another course. I am not making predictions. Let me make that clear to you. I am giving you a little more foresight so that the choices can be the correct one, if you like. Put up with the conditions as they are at the moment. Go with the flow of life, if you like, for the time being. you are moving into a new era of your time here on the earth. You, my friend, have an inner knowledge of spiritual things. But as of this state, they have not been used to the very best that you could have used them. So in a way, you are spiritually rather poor. Do you understand me? As you become greater in your age, so too you become greater in your wisdom. Eventually, materially and spiritually, things will balance. Please do not make that spiritual side you suffer for the materialistic pleasures of life. That is not the way to go. Within the coming 2 years, you will have an offer made to you which may surprise you. But if you are wise, you will accept that offer. And I think I don't wish who do they know who is called Kate within their family going back? She has said to me, he will be all right.
Do you know it at all?
It goes back some time.
Is it about 16 years?
The name is familiar to you, though.
Yeah, I
know. Yes, if you recognize it, it helps for the friend to continue with the word. Rather than create a blockage, you see. So you do know Kate.
Yeah.
You did know Kate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We will leave that one now.
Thank you. Oh, good.
Yeah.
No question? George?
Excuse me, please. The lady needs to be careful with her legs.
So the lady who just said no question, yes, Margaret.
Well, yes, I have something on my legs, yes.
Yes, recommend you take good care of them.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, George.
Yes, please. I feel I have a mission here, and it is to write a book, which I have started. It's taken me many years to become adequate for the writing of it, and to research it. I feel it is the kind of book that might help to make the world a better place. You may wish to comment on that.
You wish to know whether the book will be completed, I think. Let me say to you, you have always been adequate. You doubt yourself, my friend. Let me say that. I say only to you, be a little more discerning in the reading matter, the knowledge that you pick up. All that is written, all that is spoken is not necessarily the truth. Be true to your own feelings. Continue with the book. I say this to you. Look a little deeper. Reread what you have written, and if the feeling is right, then I say rewrite in certain places. That is what we say to you. Be a little more discerning in your research. Is that helpful to you?
Yes. Thank you.
You, my friend, are rather like a sponge. You retain many facts, but all are not true. That is why I say be a little more discerning. But, yes, continue with that line, and you will have success.
Thank you.
Also, please, before we go.
Yes.
This one needs to watch his eyes. You rather burn the candle at both ends. That is true, is it not?
Yes.
Yes. Please be careful. Now, rather than ask someone, may I speak to the two ladies?
Yes, I bet you if you would. I feel they are in need of it.
Yes.
Thank you. Some rejected.
I rather hoped they would speak out for themselves, but, you know, sometimes they seem a little pushy, if that is the word, but we only give good advice, I think.
Yes, you do.
Let me say to these ladies, although they are twins, they are not as close as most twins would be normally. They are very close, but there is an individuality in each which rather yearns to be a single unit at times. Is that not true?
I don't know,
really. You don't know.
Really?
Yeah, it is true.
Don't be afraid to admit things, please.
Don't worry. We don't want to embarrass at all.
I'm sure you don't.
We wish to help. The difficulties surrounding this lady.
Yes. Choose Sandra.
Okay.
Jackie's heart.
Don't be concerned. Things will straighten themselves out. I don't need to go into detail because you know. Yes. Don't be concerned. It will be all right. Sometimes you feel you are living under a cloud. Yes.
Mm.
Yes. We know and we are trying to help you. Let me say this. Around you, there lie in problems, but you, my dear, are capable of rising above them. Your future is bright, and you are treading the path that you were meant to take. Sometimes life is difficult, but it is difficult for a very good reason. Always you cannot see this. But we, who have a wider vision, see that you are going in the right direction. There is a problem with some child around you.
Yes.
Is there not?
Yes.
Yes. I say, be patient. Be patient. This one will be all right. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Don't worry. But of course I say these words, but of course you will carry on worrying. That is your nature. But rest assured, we are helping you every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
The lady, the other lady.
Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra. This one has a talent that I yet has not been touched upon. Are you aware?
No.
No. You, my dear, are very artistic. It should be expressed. Take up the paintbrush. Please do, please try. You will find that all the emotions will come out onto the paper. In fact, if you were to use that artistic brush, you would find that your life would have meaning, great meaning. Please try it and see what we mean.
Hmm?
Do you suggest you really follow the advice of Sandra?
Well, the card is in there.
Hmm?
If the card is in there.
Yes. What?
The card is in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it may do, but our friends know us better than we know ourselves.
Oh.
And I say it because I've heard these comments to people so many years now that they never give them unless they are right. If they are not sure, they will say so.
Well, my daughter can draw. She's quite good.
Where do you suppose the talent comes from? Where does your daughter get it from?
I don't know.
Of course, all that I give you comes down to advice. But you are entitled not to follow it. That is entirely your matter, but I try only to help.
Thank you.
I think it's time we relieve the personal thing. And if you wish, go on to more general.
Yes, as you wish.
I wish to intrude on anyone's privacy by being too personal or too detailed, but we know that we say we are very much aware of all that goes on within your lives. I say to you, if you need my help, call out to me and I will always be with you. Do you all understand that?
Thank you. That is a very great privilege, because normally we are not given names to contact. And we do very much appreciate your offer and that. And I'm sure it will be taken up.
I know it will not be abused.
Quite.
The offer would not be made if I felt that it would be abused in that way. We know the people within this room very well. And we hope to help you all for the dedication that you are giving.
Right. You will perhaps continue with the personal things at the next meeting, maybe, and continue on a few questions now, as you suggest.
I will let you know whenever anything personal can be given.
Thank you.
As I said, I don't wish to embarrass anyone.
No, of course not.
By giving to personal details. If they wish, I am happy to do it individually.
Thank you. I'm sure they would like to take advantage of that at the next meeting. Those to whom you have not yet spoken.
As I say, I will indicate on which evenings he will do that.
Right, I'll be guided by you. Thank you. Now may I start questions now? Okay. We did speak about unknown forces building the pyramids and other extraordinary buildings. It has often been discussed the method of construction and building and the erection of those stupendous blocks of stone. And as I said before, stupid ideas have been put forward. So far as I'm concerned, there could only be two answers, either dematerialization of the fabric and rematerialization in a new position, or actual levitation. Are you able to let us know which or whether both of those methods were employed? I think on the Inca and the Aztec nations particularly, and their stupendous monuments.
Yes. Let me speak on that.
Thank you.
Let me say firstly, materialization, dematerialization, they are possibilities. It continues today.
Yes.
But, as I have spoken previously, there were races upon your earth much more knowledgeable. And yes, the simple answer is levitation.
I thought so might be.
I needn't go further on this subject.
No.
Materialization, dematerialization. This, basically, is what happens with healing today.
Yes.
When you speak of your psychic surgery.
Oh, yes. I see.
That, but that is a different matter. These ancient peoples, as you call them, I call them very young. But, let me say, their knowledge far, far outweighs anything that you have today. And yes, levitation was a way of constructing these huge, huge monuments.
What it must be, one of the two.
Is that satisfactory for you, or do you wish more?
Well, if you can elaborate further, we're always very interested in the details. Certainly.
At that time, there were people who, very much like today, in your African societies, where you have the doctors who heal, the wise men, if you wish to call them, there were people who had these powers, if you like. They were the architects of the time. They were the ones who would have, how do you say, the blueprints?
Yes.
The blueprints.
Yes.
They would have made the blueprints of the construction of the building, or the temple, or the pyramids, whatever we are talking about. You would have a group of people, as you have a group here tonight, to build up power. It is no different. They gathered together, they made the blueprint, and they instructed the people on how they should go about their task. We are speaking of powers not known today.
Right.
So, to go into the details of how it works would be rather confusing to your mind. But, I will say this. One time, I will bring someone who will explain in detail how this happens. But we are talking of times to come.
Yes, we look forward to that.
But, yes, levitation was the manner in which they were built.
Okay.
I don't say everything, every brick, every stone.
No.
But that in the majority of the buildings, how it was done.
Thank you very much. Again, we come back, as I said, to the power of thought.
Of course, what is levitation?
Yes, just the power of thought, again.
I must stress to you all again, the power of thought. It really is an incredible thing.
Yes.
I wish I could express to you in words just how powerful it is. In fact, I think one time we might try something within the room.
That would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it certainly would be.
I don't say we will be successful.
No.
But I am happy to try it with you.
Well, we appreciate that very much indeed.
I can't tell you how powerful thought can be.
Yes. Well, you certainly look forward to that in the future.
Do you know of the men who can lift themselves just by a thought?
Yes, I've heard of them.
So why, when you think of the mass, the weight of the human body, why would anything like a block or a stone be any different?
Not a bit, because their mass ceases to exist as such.
Yes, yes. I have to say, we have been impressed with the rate of your knowledge while in this lifetime.
Okay.
That, my friend, should make you feel honored, because it is given to you in love.
Thank you.
And that leads me into the next question, which I was going to ask, again on the power of thought. And I fully accept what you have told us about the power of thought in the next world, the next dimension. But how is that thought controlled from being a destructive thought against another, if somebody was so inclined to issue that thought? There must be a curtailment of ability somehow.
Well, let me talk a little on this. No, if the thought is sent, it must reach its target. But what can happen is that it rebounds back to the sender. This is what you must realize. If you are sending out a thought wave, it has to travel. It has to travel to the point to which it has been sent.
Of course.
But what the sender must be aware of is the rebound action. It may not be immediate, but it will. If that thought pattern is destructive, it must come back.
Hello?
But I see what you mean. You're trying to say something has to interfere.
Yes.
The thought is destructive. I'm afraid, no, my friend, that does not happen. That would be classed as interference.
Of course, this is what puzzled me. It would be interference.
We are aware of what is happening. But no, we cannot. We can try to influence the thoughts of the sender, but we cannot intercept once the thought wave has moved forward.
Okay.
Is that satisfactory to you?
Oh yes, it does implement what I have told people here to be very careful in their thinking, because destructive thoughts are destructive to the issuer, not to the person to whom they are issued, or against whom they are issued.
Not quite correct.
No, not quite.
You can harm the other person. You can, but then that would be classed, that would be taken into how you term your karma.
Yes.
I don't like the word, actually,
no.
But for recognizable means we will use at this time. You cannot stop that thought wave from traveling. Do you see?
Yes, I do. And would the recipient of that thought wave be aware of it?
Not always.
Not always. I couldn't imagine they would be.
Not always.
No.
In that way, they are, how should I say, partly protected.
Yes.
But it can be destructive to them. But, as all things, it has to be evened out eventually.
Yes.
It may not be in this lifetime, but it has to be paid for.
Yes, of course. Just what prompted,
go ahead.
What prompted it was the realization that the power of thought in many African tribes, for instance, does have a very positive effect, in as much as the one who is aware of the thought being directed against him lies down and dies.
Yes, of course. Let me say this. If you are aware, which some people are, of destructive thoughts against you, you can protect yourself against them. In that way, it can be changed.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
If the person on the receiving end becomes aware of the destructive thoughts, he and he alone can change it.
Presumably by having faith in the powers of good he can call upon.
He can protect himself in whichever way he finds more suitable, whether it is thinking good thoughts, and good thoughts, my friend, for the sender of the evil thoughts.
I see.
Do you see it? Kind of it's like a circle.
Yes, repay good
it's
for evil.
It's a circle, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
And always, let me say, good always conquers the evil.
Of course.
Which has to be.
Mm-hmm.
That is the law of the universe.
Yes, I have no doubt about that.
Always good will conquer
evil. In other words, love will triumph, as is said.
If you wish to say it that way, yes.
There's just a confirmation of it in another expression, since we have talked quite often about love.
We are saddened sometimes when we see what is happening in your world, and sometimes we feel helpless, if you like, that we cannot do more, but always we will strive to encourage you, even those who you term evil, they too are being given help.
Of course.
We leave no one out.
Mm-hmm. Now I have often thought how frustrating in some of the states it must be for you who are aware of what goes on here and are not permitted to interfere against the law. It must be very disturbing and frustrating.
Well, there comes a time when frustration die away.
Yes.
There comes a time in development, awareness, call it what you may, when these things leave you, and you become wiser to the laws, you recognize them. I don't say there is no one body who has full knowledge, but there comes a time when you are much more aware of the wider view of things, and your acceptance comes with that.
So therefore, it comes to a state where it doesn't impinge adversely on your own feelings.
Yes, that, I have to say, is where some of the guidance that is given, it sometimes contradicts itself.
Yes.
It depends on who is speaking, who is giving the advice. It depends on their own development, if you like, as to how they react.
Well, that answers a question before I answer it, because we have been told by the members of the other world that they are not infallible. So therefore, one would accept that all that they say, if they are close to this earth and are not developed sufficiently, they could be fallible in what they say.
I will say this to you. I say it again. There is no one group, one person who has full knowledge.
No.
How can we? Have full knowledge. We are all growing. We are all learning. We are all developing. Let me say, there are many, many stages of guidance.
Yes.
Listen. I don't say doubt, but what I do say to you listen. If there is something within the advice you cannot accept, don't dismiss it out of hand. Reject that part you find unacceptable, but keep an open mind on the whole thing that is said. No, we are not infallible. He cannot be. Can you see that?
Otherwise you would be the Godhead.
Yes, my friend, you see. You take the word from my mouth.
I'm sorry if I interrupted.
No, please. No. Bear this in mind. It is where some of your awareness groups fall down.
Yes.
They accept every word that is given. It is difficult to understand because the guidance is given to the very best of their own knowledge. And as I say, there are many, many stages. Many stages of different guidance.
Yes. Do I have time for another question, or are you concerned with your instrument?
Yes, we always are concerned, but we will allow.
Just one more. The question of guidance. Often it is said here that I have it by people who are not fully aware of what they're talking about, quite honestly, that I have a guide so-and-so, and I always try to dispel that. Because I can't see that one person from your side would be given the ability to guide another and this work through the whole of their existence here. I feel if there are guides, as I believe there are, or helpers, I believe they prefer to be called, they are changed according to the requirements of the person and the development of the person.
Thank you for that for you. It matters not what you call them. Guides, helpers, inspiration, some people call it.
Mm-hmm.
Those who do not accept that they have an outer helper, guide, whatever.
Yes.
Let me say, it matters not what we are called. But there are very few individuals. Yes, there are a few who do have one guidance throughout their life. But, let me stress the word, they are few and far between. You are correct. In differing stages of development throughout your earthly life, you need different help at different stages. So, it would seem, of course, one person cannot supply all of that.
Yeah. I could never accept that theory anyway.
But, there are individuals who come into your earthly world with the knowledge, and with the mission. They and they alone are attached to one individual from our world.
Okay.
But they are few and far between. Mm-hmm. All of you, of many, many people who surround you, who come to teach you different things, are all on different levels. It cannot be that you just have one, apart from those few I have just spoken of.
They are the exception rather than the rule.
They may be aware of only one helper or guide, whatever you call it. But let me say, there are, how can I say, background workers.
Yes.
Forgive me. Forgive my time find it difficult to express myself in the present time.
Yes.
But I am trying very hard, in fact, sometimes. But I hope to make myself clear.
You do indeed. A complimentary on your language, which you said you have been learning for a long time.
Yes, of kindness in telling you. But that does not talk of me.
No.
That is not why I am here. So, yes, you are mostly correct in helping me. But there are individuals with only one guidance.
I see. I won't ask further questions now. But on behalf of everybody here, I do thank you most sincerely again for what you have taught us tonight. It makes us look forward even more to the next meeting. And I'm going to ask you please to close for us.
I am happy always to do it.
Thank you.
Good and gracious spirit, once more we thank you for this gathering. I thank you for this opportunity to speak with all here once again. Good, gracious spirit, Father of all, keep us safe this day and all the days of our existence here on earth. Help us in our development. Help us to come to know you in our hearts. Father, we ask for your help and your wisdom. Let us come before you in honesty and in grace. May your blessing be placed on all within this room. Until we meet again, God's blessing.